This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment with Dr. Zev Zelenko here with us. And I wanted to just close out here with the Israeli study. There's a bunch of others. 13 to 27 times better immunity from people that have had COVID or the Delta variant, than people that have had the Pfizer shot. And then it just happened last night. We have the clip. I'm not going to even air it. Everybody's probably seen it. Anderson Cooper, they have Fauci on there. And they say, is natural immunity any good? He goes, I just don't know if it's even any good. That's the quote. I don't even know about natural immunity, he says. And I guess that's not a big a lie as the Surgeon General is saying it's not as good. So this level of gaslighting, doctor, when 101 in biology, 101 even for a medical student is, natural immunity is way better than a vaccine immunity. And this is even a vaccine. So just briefly, what do you say to this level of gaslighting?
You're a prostitute. You sold your soul out to whoever pays the most or whoever is threatening you, whatever it is. But you are spreading lies. Everyone can see that. We can intuit it. We sense it in your mannerisms. You're just one fountain of falsehood. And you will pay the price. You will pay the price in this world and in the world to come. But I beg the people to spread the truth and not listen to these instruments of death. Because if you look at the NIH, said don't treat COVID until you're in the hospital with an oxygen level less than 92. That's what government don't want you to die.
Now, doctor, last time you were on, you didn't mention this, but I did more research, and I know that you have a very, very popular natural supplement compound that is obviously really essential and really great for people. And you have an affiliate program, and your folks were gracious enough to say, hey, last time we came on, we had a really great response. And that's wonderful because I want to get this. I'm sure a lot of other people want to get this because it's really, really important, particularly in this day and age. So zstacklife.com/Alex, and it's an affiliate program. So you help support our broadcast and get an amazing product. Spend a few minutes telling us about this product and what's in it and how it came about, doctor.
The ghoul, ex-governor of New York, Cuomo, in April of last year, issued an executive order to block access. Pharmacies could not dispense hydroxychloroquine. So, and that was an order directly against my practice and my patients because no one else was doing it. And so I needed to innovate. So I looked on the NIH servers, believe it or not, and I found something called quercetin, that together with vitamin C gets zinc into the cell. To be honest, I didn't know what quercetin was, so I Googled it, and I see it's over the counter. I said, oh my God, I just found the cure to tyranny. Because of the two risk factors to die from COVID is your moronic doctor and the tyrannical government. Because the doctor delays treatment and government blocks access to the life-saving meds. So now I can say, Alex, go to the vitamin shop, buy quercetin, vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D is probably the most important vitamin for your immune system. It's not a COVID thing, but you want to make sure that your vitamin D levels, D3, are between 50 and 70. That it essentially shuts down any ICU admissions. All the data is showing that people with high levels of vitamin D, high normal, do not end up in the sick in the ICU. So it just makes sense. So I open sourced all this information, and people came back to me and they said, listen, we're having trouble putting the puzzle together. We can't find it all in one place or whatever. Can I put it all in one bottle? So that's what I did. I combined it in the right dosing that I feel is correct. And quercetin, it's all that the FDA lets me say is that this is a nutritional supplement and an immune booster, which is true. And I can just tell you the ingredients. Again, the zinc stops RNA-dependent RNA polymerase from viruses making RNA copies of its genetic material. Zinc gets into the cell with the quercetin and vitamin C. And D is like a bulletproof vest. It upregulates your immune system, so it works much more efficiently. But that was the idea, and the response has been great. But it's not for high-risk patients. It's really for low to moderate-risk patients. I do prefer hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for the higher-risk patients because those are the best weapons.
So you're saying as a supplement of natural things, it's a good booster for your immune system. You can find it all, ladies and gentlemen, at zstacklife.com/Alex if you'd like to sponsor us and support us, because he's doing that to help fund the operation. Thank you. I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high-quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
Thursday, September 9th, yesterday, Papa Joe Biden declared war on America and announced dictatorial powers of the federal government not seen in U.S. history.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And it's caused by the fact that despite America having unprecedented and successful vaccination program, despite the fact that for almost 5 months, free vaccines have been available in 80,000 different locations.
All of this is lies.
We still have nearly 80 million Americans.
It's not a vaccine.
Failed to get the shot.
The shot's
this
caused mutation.
It's about freedom or personal choice.
It's about tyranny.
It's about protecting yourself and those around you.
It's about the New World Order.
The people you work with. The people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans. I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated. Or show a negative test at least once a week. You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Well, we told you it was coming, medical tyranny. Everything you see overseas is coming here. It's from the same people. And I couldn't get a more informative guest on than Mike Adams. We talked quite a bit yesterday, and we're simpatico again. Forces with us, as they would say, is... Dr. Zelenko was saying, we are on board with the pro-human movement, and I see this as an opportunity. I see this as God throwing us all in the deep end, evil and good, and saying, okay, you know, it's time for folks to really make the decision about which direction they want this planet to go. You're seeing Mark of the Beast rolled out, and it doesn't mean it's a foregone conclusion because we can get a 100-year reprieve like Nineveh, but we know in the end this evil will build up so big and defeat us. We're about to decide if that's going to happen now or 20 years or 100 years in the future. But again, it's up to us to choose our own adventure. The bigger question Mike Adams is going to bring forward after he responds to Biden and the illegality of this and the martial law. He sent me a text last night that was so on. I use that as the description for the video I shot last night with the headline, Biden declares war on America. And what was crazy is I was over there shooting that at 7 at night. Didn't go out till like midnight. I didn't watch Fox News last night. And I learned separately Fox News was even calling it war on America. And federal government declares dictatorial powers. I mean, even Fox News gets it now. This is so brazen. Even a lot of Democrats are like, whoa, I mean, wait a minute. So this is quite a time to be alive. But the big question we're going to answer here today is, why are they acting like a gun is to their head? Why are they acting like they're all going to walk the plank if they don't? Do they know a giant extinction event is coming? And they know there's 7.5 billion people will chew into their underground bunkers, will you know, take over these underground bases they admittedly have built everywhere, and they're all staying in, scared to death, before COVID ever showed up. So what's happened? Have aliens shown up and said, we're going to blow the planet up if you don't do this? or what's happening. I'm not saying that literally. I'm trying to war game out, folks, the rest of the story. We already told you what was coming off their documents. We already laid all that out. There's no reason to talk about what currently is here now. We need to war game what they're really doing, what they're going to do next from their own documents, but also what's driving them, not just power, not just control. They look scared. I guess it's their master of the serpent. So Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alex. I'm smiling today because I want to thank Joe Biden for perfectly following the script. And so he has now solidified resistance against vaccine mandates and resistance against his authoritarian regime. He basically just said that he's going to essentially remove the governors and remove states' rights and attempt to rule as a kind of medical Adolf Hitler over America, and that you don't own your body. That he, as the dictator, can determine anything to be injected into you, whether or not it's approved, whether or not it's safe. He can inject you with radiological material, and you have no choice, according to him. Of course, the pushback against the red states, the governors, the attorneys general, the people, and even conservative media is exactly what we were hoping to see. Alex, I'm ecstatic. I almost couldn't stop smiling last night after this because the pushback is even greater than what I had anticipated. Look at what Governor Abbott did. Look at what's happening in Missouri. And all the red states are pushing back so aggressively against this and saying, no, guess what? We're not going to comply. And even conservative media like the Daily Caller put out a video and said, nope, we're not going to comply. I mean, even Breitbart is so strong against us. And like you said, Fox News, which has been pro-vaccine, 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 well, guess what? Even they've reached their limit. So the backlash is something to celebrate, Alex.
I totally agree. So that goes back to what we talked about last night. Why are they carrying out a course that will destroy them like a gun is to their head? Because they already run the planet. They already control it. 125 families have 90% of the wealth. What the hell are they doing?
Well, there are several interesting theories on this, and it's clear, as you and I talked about on the phone, it's clear that there's something bigger that is arriving or coming that the globalists fear, and they feel like they must exterminate billions of human beings before this other thing becomes obvious.
Maybe we're about to achieve a higher level of consciousness. Quite frankly, I already feel it. Maybe that's what's arriving.
Yeah, maybe so. But the categories of what could be happening, and folks, just with a disclaimer, these are thought experiments. I don't have any direct evidence that any of these things are about to happen. But there are things that could happen on Earth, such as, for example, if Yellowstone blew, the super volcano, and it would deposit particulate matter into the atmosphere, and it would block the food supply for 2 or 3 years, let's say, right? Crop failure worldwide. Or some other natural geological event. Massive volcanoes, earth changes, pole shifts, these kinds of things. So those are earth-based scenarios. Clearly, the globalists would not want very many humans to be alive before they become aware of this event, because society would collapse immediately, and then they would have all of the people that they call useless eaters then competing for the resources that the globalists want for themselves so they can survive. They don't care about your survival, but they want to survive. But then there are exopolitical types of events beyond Earth, extraterrestrial scenarios or, you know, demonic scenarios, supernatural types of scenarios. And I want to mention something that just struck me yesterday about this. Terraforming of Earth is now underway, Alex, and your producers can pull this up. Here's what you search for. It's from the Daily Mail. World's biggest carbon-sucking machine is switched on in Iceland. $15 million device will capture 4,000 tons of CO2 per year and could help reverse climate change, they say. Well, that's not a climate change machine. That's a terraforming machine. So terraforming of planet Earth has begun. And if you take the CO2 out of the atmosphere, you collapse the food crops, of course. You cause plagues, mass starvation, famine, the collapse of human civilization. But you also make the planet colder, which is more like a planet that's further from its own sun. So combined with the biological weapons that have been designed to attack human tissue, it's very clear to me, Alex, that there is a war against the humanity on planet Earth, not just to exterminate humanity and prepare the planet for a post-human future, but also to terraform the atmosphere and alter it so that humans cannot survive.
And by the way, all these big globalists say, we're going to merge the machines, humans are bad, we're going to get rid of them. It's like they've been told in a transmission, like, we are arriving at this time, kill off the rest of them, we will let you merge with us, if not, you are all will be destroyed, lower carbon, we do not like your atmosphere. I mean, it sounds, they act like they're aliens. The elites act like they're damn aliens.
Well, yeah, they do, and according to, you know, some people out there, some experts that I've interviewed, they may actually not all be human. I mean, who knows? I don't know what the situation is with that, but I do know that.
Well, they sure as hell don't act like humans. They act like a bunch of psychotic demons.
Well, and they celebrate the mass murder of humans. And there's also the demonic possession element of this. It is very real with the Satanic Temple announcing that abortion is their religious cult ritual. And that's why they're suing Texas to stop the heartbeat law, because they say that they have to kill babies. It's part of their religion. And then the Democrats said, that sounds great. Let's go with them. So
yeah, well, the Democrats say they're our savior. They're our only hope.
Right.
Help me, Satanists. You're my only hope. All right. We'll be right back with Mike Adams, NaturalNews.com. He is knocking it out of the park because, hey, we're vindicated. What a weird feeling. It's, man, I'll tell you. This is crazy. We'll be right back. We'll talk about more of these big events and what the globalists are really up to. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
All right, folks, and we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us here on this live Friday transmission. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, is with us, and he was just going into this cult-like commitment of the globalist lockstep, as the Rockefeller document said, from Australia to the United States, all the Western countries, to make us take these shots that make us sick, that make us die, that make us create these deadly mutants. Even though it's destroying their system, they are doing it like it's a war, because it is a war. And the Rockefellers were behind so much of this, and they created the UN, and so here we are. What a time to be alive. Mike Adams, please continue where you left off.
Well, you're right. This is a war against humanity, but also a war against the United States. And just like in most wars, the very entities carrying out this war try to pose as your saviors. And I'd like to bring up the science fiction movie Oblivion, starring Tom Cruise and Morgan Freeman, because I think it's a very good model of what we're experiencing. And in that movie, humanity was attacked and nearly wiped out by aliens. Again, it's science fiction, but, you know, there's a metaphor in here that makes sense. And those aliens were then, they had giant ocean water sucking machines stealing the water, taking the resources away from Earth, but they had convinced the remaining survivors, who were actually clones, that they were defending Earth and they were relocating humanity to save humans, but it was all a giant alien false flag, and they were actually being completely deceived, and the planet was being destroyed and looted by the enemy forces that had launched the war. So, what does that have to do with today? Well, you've got the globalists who are looting our planet, the resources, the money, the productivity of the workers through their fake currency, fiat currency printing machines. They are waging war on humanity with the biological weapons while they claim to be the saviors that are saving us with vaccines, which are actually spreading the pandemic. So it's actually perfect, except it doesn't even require aliens to do this. Biden and the globalists are doing it. So we're actually living out a science fiction dystopian apocalypse right now. Fortunately, governors and the conservatives are saying no. And we're pushing back hard, and that is the answer here, Alex, is a global taking away your consent. Just say no, no, do not comply. We need mass civil disobedience in a peaceful manner in order to peacefully rise up and say no to this, and that's exactly where this is headed.
And by the way, I totally agree with you that Oblivion is really the system telling you what's going on. But again, the globalists say they're going to become the machines, take Earth resources and blast off. When you read Ray Kurzweil or all these other top Google advisors, they write this in the white papers. I read them on air that, oh, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become God. We're just going to use the resources and blast off and build universes. And it's all just delusional craziness. Or are they interdimensionally being possessed by a transdimensional transmission, which is what they actually believe they're getting? It's by royalty interbreeds, not just to keep power, but to keep bloodlines that help them align with this. That's really what the occultists believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, David Icke can speak to that with a lot more detail, but I do want to mention that in that movie, Oblivion, the Tom Cruise character, essentially throughout the entire movie, he is getting red-pilled. He's getting red-pilled, and he's coming to understand the truth behind the lie. And this is what is happening now in record numbers across America, thanks to Joe Biden, who is perfectly playing out his scripted role, by the way. America is getting red-pilled. People are waking up like never before. The resistance against vaccine tyranny and against the pharma vaccine fascist police state that has emerged. The resistance is now stronger than ever because the American people internally, they've already made the decision. We're not going to go down the route of or the road of Australia. We're not going to have COVID death camps where the police are in there on video saying, we're going to gas you. We're not going to release you after your 14-day quarantine. You're a prisoner. We control you. We're not going to do that in America. And you know why? Because, well, we have a Second Amendment, we are Americans, we're going to be peaceful, but we're also going to say no, and when we say no, we mean it. Joe Biden, you do not own our bodies. We control our bodies. Oh, I'm glad you brought up the map, because people now need to understand you've got to get to a vaccine rebellion state if you want to live. If you're going to stay in California, Oregon, or New York, or wherever, unless you're in some very remote rural area, you are now at grave risk of being taken to a COVID death camp under the CDC.
And by the way, you said that a year ago, so did I. Now they're announcing, it's in the CDC documents that you wrote about a month ago, first place I saw it. They're like, oh, we're going to have shield in place for the healthy. We're going to take your children to protect you, even if you're not sick, to a FEMA-run camp. I mean, Biden's getting ready for this. We got to talk about what's the trigger for that. I think they know the third booster, and I've talked to some scientists who agree, is going to create more of a Merrick's-like effect that creates even more deadly viruses, far worse than the Delta variant.
Well, all that is necessary now that they've achieved mass vaccination with this version 1.0 experimental vaccine, they've actually set up America to suffer mass death from the binary weapon release, which is another morphological version of COVID that has a different protein morphology on its outer surface that the vaccine doesn't touch, but the immune system over-responds to. Now, you've covered this a lot. It's called antibody-dependent enhancement, but what I'm saying is it's going to be provoked, not organic. In other words, it's not just natural mutations that are going to lead to this. I believe that Fauci and others involved in the bioweapons research, they already have the next version of this that can evade the vaccines but elicit an immune hyperinflammatory response, and that they are about to release that weapon. It's a binary weapon system, Alex. The vaccine, as you've said many times, the vaccine wasn't really designed to kill you. It was designed to set up your immune system with pathogenic priming so that the release of this next phase would actually kill you, and then they could blame it on the unvaccinated rather than the vaccines themselves. So that's what's coming next.
Which we've now seen flying 180 degrees into the wind, the lie that this is a outbreak of the unvaccinated, almost 400% more hospitalizations, illnesses, deaths exploding, not as deadly as the original, but has much better legs. Very hard to get COVID-19, man-made. They overblew it, cancer patients, shotgun wounds, people that had heart attacks, people that had died of pneumonia. Now, though, they're trying to downplay it some until they get the really big numbers, and then again, as you just said, start blaming the unvaccinated, which they're doing, but I don't see that working, because even now Fox News is going, wait, learned immunity 13 to 27 times better. What are you saying? What did you make, Mike, of last night? I'm sure you've seen it. Anderson Cooper had Fauci on, and they said, is learned immunity better? What do you make of this? He said, I don't know if learned immunity does anything. Or natural immunity. Right. What do you make of that?
Well, of course, they're dismissing natural immunity, but I want to bring in one more point before we go to break here, and that is that Biden, by declaring this mandate against federal workers, Biden has just mass murdered federal workers who are willing to comply with this. So think about this, Alex. The upcoming financial insolvency of America, as Janet Yellen warned, the debt bubble is about to implode, perhaps in October, unless the debt ceiling is lifted yet again. The money printing continues. How is the federal government going to pay federal workers if the dollar collapses? The answer is they can't. Maybe they want to get rid of them as quickly as possible so they don't have to meet payroll and pensions. Think about that.
Mike, you just brought me where I wanted to go when I was thinking about when you were on the show this morning, because I was thinking, I'm glad I'm coming on today. What I wanted to ask you. I want to ask you about the debt bubble, China, what's happening with their housing market, and where all this is going, Afghanistan, how it all geopolitically ties together with the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars. There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, he's still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, we're going to go right back to my good friend Mike Adams to cover the most important issues yet of this four-hour transmission. We're 3 hours and 33 minutes in right now. But tomorrow, it'll air at 5 o'clock. I'm doing some of the interviews today, some tomorrow. I'm a busy beaver, so is this great crew. Ernest Ramirez, who lost his son after he took the Pfizer shot. We're also going to have Dr. Richard Barrett, who's not been on with us yet, that heads up that hospital, the major Texas city, who has pioneered so much of saving people. He's going to be joining us. Also, Steve Quayle, always an incredible interview. Robert Barnes, very informative. And Joel Skousen. So that's five interviews and more commercial-free. When I say that, we won't run the regular commercials for TV and radio stations. We'll run a few breaks. So let's say commercial-light. But I mean, I'm going to take a few breaks, obviously. So that'll air at 5 p.m. tomorrow. This is just such incredible times. I'm 7 days a week, and I have been working, let's not exaggerate, 17 hours a day, 16 hours a day. And when all this got confirmed, I knew it was coming. I suddenly, like, in my place, in my what I was meant for, and I'm just less, almost no anxiety, almost none of my anger issues. I hope this continues. It's a bad time to be in, but I guess when you're in a foxhole, you get your act together, or SH-T together. And I've kind of had myself squared away, but I've gotten a lot better. So it's quite a transformation. I think a lot of you are going through it as well. My friends and family are the same. It's a quickening. We can all feel it. So what a time to be alive. So the Health Ranger, Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, brought this up. You have George Soros trying to crash the Chinese market. Now, as much as I don't like the Chi-Coms, a global collapse in China is going to hurt us here. It's going to cause a world depression. He's also trying to crash markets here and in Europe on record. Remember, he used to be known as a terrorist when I was young. I was 10 years old. My mom had a color TV. That was a big deal back then. You know, in the kitchen cooking dinner every night. You know, she cooked 2 meals a day, 3 meals on Saturday and Sunday. Great cook. And I'd be in there in the kitchen trying to get food early when I got home from school. And get in the refrigerator, get a popsicle earlier or whatever, she'd be slapping my hand, literally get in the cookie jar, and it'd be George Soros, you know, just tried to crash the pound, international criminal, James Bond villain, but then he bought the media, and now he's the hero. So he's trying to crash the Chinese markets. They've labeled him a criminal terrorist. Here's the big national, you know, Chinese news. So I'm in this paradox. I don't like Xi Jinping or communists. But at the same time, I know the globalists are frankly worse. They put the Chi-Coms in power. They have the Chi-Coms saying, we're going to have 3 children. Men are going to be men, women, women. We're going to execute homosexuals. I don't agree with that, but that's how far right wing they're going compared to the leftist alien New World Order. So I wanted to get your take on this and who you think the power structures are and whether you think this is on the surface or whether it's real. I think it's real. We saw Stalin and Hitler, you know, have a breakup from their little palsy-wowsy thing. And I think that's where you were going with this debt bubble has been pumped to a level beyond Zimbabwe. Where do you see it going, Mike Adams?
Well, we have actually an incredible opportunity ahead here after the collapse of this current system. And let's be clear. The central banks are the terrorists, and they've been terrorizing the workers of the world, the producers of the world, you know, for over a century. When your earnings can be looted and stolen by just unrestricted money printing, which really took off after 1971 when Nixon took us off the gold standard, then that's economic terrorism right there. So, yeah, George Soros has his own forms of, you know, assaulting humanity, but the central banks are by far, I think, the bigger risk. Now,
that's right. He's like a 10-foot shark or 5,000-foot-long shark out there.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Now, this current system, I believe, is absolutely going to collapse. We don't know the timing, but we can do the math, and we know it will end. The question is, are we the people who survive all of this, which won't be a lot of the vaccinated people, by the way, but those who survive all of this, are we smart enough to say, let's not rebuild the same broken system again? Or are we stupid enough to say, yeah, let's have the same system again that will eventually print money and cause the same collapse, you know, in another 3 generations or so? So this is an opportunity, and I believe that cryptocurrency has paved the way for a conceptual framework that can actually decentralize money. And this is why I believe, by the way, that at least temporarily, Bitcoin is going to completely skyrocket once the dollar collapse becomes evident to people. Now, it may not stay that way, but obviously people are going to flee out of the dollar into other kinds of cryptocurrencies and some into gold.
You're thinking we do see a dollar collapse. I mean, everything Biden's doing,
yes,
the way he left Afghanistan, the way he's attacking America, the way he's pushing forced inoculations to break up businesses, that's how you'd kill a currency. You'd put a puppet crypt keeper in to make the whole world leave your currency.
Well, that's right. We're already seeing the breakdown of the corporations and the supply lines of everything from steel to resins and plastics and food and minerals and so on, aluminum, electronic
and inflation.
Circuit boards. Right. And inflation, like you said. So think about what's going to happen now with Biden announcing that all companies with 100 or more employees have to mass vaccinate their own employees. Well, a lot of those employees are going to quit. at this point. In fact, a large number have said they would quit, according to recent polls. So you're going to have, this is the controlled or engineered demolition, 9/11 style. This is like building 7 of the economy. Controlled demolition of the economy. They planted the charges. They pulled it. They're bringing down the economic system. This is one of the explosive charges, in essence, by demanding the vaccine mandates in these companies. So we're rapidly arriving at a place where you won't be able to engage in commercial transactions with any sense of reliability. Once that happens, the efficiencies of a highly fluid market collapse quite rapidly. And then you get into what I'm going to call the Peter Schiff scenarios. And he's been right about this all along. Schiff, you know, he's you should have him back on soon to talk about this, I think, because he understands what this collapse looks like.
Well, yeah, I mean, I see being a little bit in Bitcoin and other things as just having different eggs in different baskets. Schiff is such a purist against it. I'm like, hey, I like what Schiff's saying. That's a real scenario. And then there's a scenario over here. How about we be diversified? That seems smart to me.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think cryptocurrency is the answer, some form of it, maybe not Bitcoin itself, but some form of a decentralized peer-to-peer system.
I agree. We need something separate from them. They're trying to drive it down. That's why I'm supporting it. All these big central bankers are trying to collapse it right now every day. That's why I'm supporting it. Doesn't mean it doesn't have pitfalls and problems. Let me ask you this question. What do you think is going to come out of this when the dollar collapses? Because obviously all these global currencies at one point are going to collapse via hyperinflation.
Well, it's very clear what James Rickards talks about. And remember, he was at Long-Term Capital Management in 1997 when they were the first example of too big to fail and they got the bailout. That this will be a cascading failure that ripples through the central banks and the currencies of the world because of the interconnectedness of the financial system. We're going to have global bank freezes, transactional freezes that will lead to the inability of even local power companies to purchase coal or raw materials to run the power grid.
And they're going to call that the Great Reset. Because again, they know a collapse is coming, so they're doing a controlled collapse like Red Adair using explosives to put out an oil well fire. Then they're going to call it a Great Reset and act like it's a good thing that they did on purpose, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the engineered Great Reset, and it leads very quickly to mass starvation, you know, to widespread famine, and then people running for the FEMA camps, which will be the death camps in America. And by the way, Alex, just on a personal note, isn't it fascinating? You and I, we've studied this for decades. Isn't it fascinating that we know so much of how this is going to play out, and it's unfolding exactly as you know, we've been describing? You know, especially you were ahead of me by many years on this. It's like, again, they're calling you Nostradamus now, but as you say publicly, you're just reading the blueprints of the globalists. It's all happening as the plan is.
Well, that's what's frustrating, is people didn't want to believe that there's a bad, powerful group of ultra-rich that want to have total control and depopulate, but they're saying it, and I looked, hey, they're in charge, and they've done most of what they said they do, so I'm like, hey, folks, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and I knew we'd have explosive credibility once they finally launched it. That's why they tried to get me off air the last 3 years, and you and others, so we wouldn't be on air once this all launched. But now, we're still on air once it launched. Now if they kill us or imprison us, it only makes us more powerful. So, again,
and we know what's coming next. You know, I know, your guests know. We absolutely know. So, folks, you know, InfoWars is your headquarters for knowing the next step.
And natural news, you know, the more the merrier, because we're all targets here. I'm not that important, folks. Don't get me levels. No, we'll be right back.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets.
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Final segment in the War Room's on, and then I am going to do 3 interviews today and like 2 or 3 tomorrow for the 5 p.m. special report that you don't want to miss. And I hope you'll share because that's what it's really all about. Now, talk about being simpatico, being linked up, being synced. I meant to, at the very first of the interview, ask Mike Adams what he thinks about September 11th and these fake Pentagon, you know, reports they're putting out. I mean, they're real reports, but they're fake info. With the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and then the FBI, that the right wing is linked up with the Taliban. No, that's Biden. And they're going to blow stuff up and kill people on September 11th. And my phone's blowing up with a lot of great people saying, you know, is tomorrow going to be horrible? Is tomorrow going to be a big crisis? So I was about to ask Mike about that. And then he comes on during the break and says, hey, Alex, I want to get into this. Mike, you can always get into whatever you want. So I'm glad you brought this up. I mean, clearly, this would be a big day on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 to pull something. What do you think?
Well, I want to share with your audience here today, a credible source has shared with me just recently that the intelligence community and the State Department is reportedly aware that there have been 12 surface-to-air missiles of Chinese origin smuggled into the United States that crossed the U.S. southern border in Texas specifically. And in addition to those SAMs, that there's also believed to be 150 pounds of Semtex explosives that's in the hands of terrorists who are being groomed by the Chinese, you know, the PLA military that works with the Mexican drug cartels that run these trafficking routes. So this My understanding is that the intelligence community and the State Department are right now trying desperately to locate and reacquire these materials before they can be used in terror attacks. Tomorrow, obviously, September 11th is an obvious target, but other target dates extend for the next several months, including November 11th and November 9th, because of the occult numerology there. The obvious targets of this, Alex, should these terrorist weapons be unleashed, might be civilian jetliners. They might be infrastructure targets such as refineries or dams or power grid substations. So, we pray for the safety of all Americans. We hope that these weapons can be discovered and reacquired and locked down. And I also pray that the deep state doesn't try to use these to set up conservatives for some kind of a false flag, blow something out of the sky in collusion with the Chinese communists, and then somehow blame, right-wing Bubba for doing it. Because, right-wing Bubba doesn't want to blow jetliners out of the sky.
We've seen massive preparatory brainwashing of, the FBI says the right-wing's linking up with Taliban. Just ridiculous crap, but they think the public's dumb enough to buy it.
Well, right. I mean, typical conservative Americans, they just want their country back. They want their freedom back. They want peace and abundance. They want to be able to go back to their businesses and be left alone by Biden that's now, pushing the vaccine mandates and so on. But I would just caution everybody to be very, very aware of these possibilities. Maybe tomorrow's not a great day to be in a high-rise building or a crowded, population area or things of that nature. Just be cautious. Be on the lookout. And wherever you are, if weird things start to happen, start recording. Start recording, and don't let the FBI confiscate your phones, by the way. Because
they've got another big event. Since you mentioned that, they've been holding people for almost 8 months in solitary confinement, many of which were not violent, were waved into the Capitol. I'm not defending the 30 or 40 that attacked police or pooped on Nancy Pelosi's table. That's wrong. You still deserve solitary confinement. They deserve to have trials. But the former FBI director came out and called people terrorists that want to demonstrate next Saturday for the bad treatment of the people held for January 6th. There's a lot of people going. We also see them saying they're going to put a fence back up around the Capitol. Pelosi says they're coming to celebrate those that wanted to kill members of Congress on January 6th. So we're seeing a lot of really bizarre rhetoric coming out of them. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that the precedent being set by the treatment of the January 6th peaceful protesters, again, with a few who did odd things, but the treatment of them really tells you how Biden plans to treat the unvaccinated, because the unvaccinated are going to be considered to be engaged in dissent, and it's possible that Biden might even declare governors of red states to be involved in an insurrection.
And the talking point all over the news and late night comedy in the White House is you're a murderer, you're a terrorist if you don't wear a mask or take the shots.
That's right. They're trying to set that precedent. Now, I thought that Biden might have announced nationwide highway checkpoints, vaccine checkpoints last night. He didn't go that far. It's clear that that's one of the next steps that he will invoke if he gets away with the current effort. But there's so much backlash now that I think the White House is backing away from highway checkpoints. They know that would never fly, especially in red states. So we really have to thank our state legislatures, our governors, our attorneys general.
Yeah, let them know more of this, more leadership.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. You need to call your attorney general in your state and tell them it's time to push back against this this lawlessness by the Biden regime, and it's time to reassert the 10th Amendment, states' rights, and also medical choice for the citizens of your state. And by the way, Alex, the attorneys general of these states, they have the power to issue criminal indictments against Fauci. So what Senator Rand Paul and Senator Cotton are calling for, which is the criminal investigation indictment of Fauci, this can actually be done by states. They can issue arrest warrants. If Fauci ever sets foot in those states, he can be arrested on site.
And let's explain. That's how tyrants always are. They push, they get away with it. They get really arrogant, push even more. Then they go crazy, megalomania. Then they go too far, they go to prison, or they get up indicted and then convicted and then get executed. And so, it's either us or them, and absolutely, it must happen. Because as you said, they've been caught with the Wuhan documents. It's open and shut, gain of function, lied to Congress. They did this on purpose, and now they need to fry for it, or they're going to totally run our lives and poison and kill us. It's us or them.
Yeah, it's very important that we, the conservatives of America, the pro-human people of this country do not get baited into any kind of a violent reaction.
I agree.
So we must maintain peace. Do not bring weapons to protest because you're being set up.
Do not be offensively violent. Take over your government through voting, through the system, through protesting, and then have them indict and arrest these people.
That's right. This needs to be done Gandhi style, which is civil disobedience. And remember that Biden and the tyrants are going to continue to show their hands with each passing week. I mean, they are, in essence, destroying themselves with their tyranny. Right. I mean, all we got to do is watch them, you know, commit political suicide, which is exactly what Biden did.
Stay out of their way so they don't crush us. I want to raise 2 points for
exactly.
you. They can't even get their propaganda straight. Pelosi, Fauci, all of them said before, oh, no, we don't have forced injections. But now even the CDC's own website says other myths and facts. CDC cannot mandate that I get a COVID-19 vaccine. So they're now even backing off what's on their own sites and now trying to gaslight us. This is not going well.
Well, as your previous guest today, Robert Barnes, correctly mentioned, there's not even a vaccine that's approved in the United States. You know, the FDA approved Comirnaty, which you can't get. So this whole thing is a fraud. And the reason they're trying to rush it, I believe, Alex, is because they know that legally this is all going to be picked apart day by day, month by month. I mean, the whole vaccine regime is collapsing, and the Biden regime is also collapsing. But that the legal challenges take time. So in the meantime, they're just trying to do a mad rush, like a bum rush, of getting as many people injected as possible because that's their extermination agenda.
Because the globals don't care if their puppets get destroyed.
That's right.
They're throwing them at us. Last point. This is a meme that goes around. It's totally true. Why is it that your boss says have sex with me or you're fired? It's considered coercion. But your boss says take the shot or you're fired. And it's not coercion. They both want to stick something in you that you don't want. Well, I would argue, unless the guy had a disease, and I'm not arguing for rape of your employees, I'm saying that would be less offensive than Bill Gates' eugenics-based system that give you heart attacks, cancer, permanently affects you. I'd rather be raped than take this shot because it's something even more deadly. So, I mean, that's really what this is.
Well, it is. The vaccine coercion is a form of medical rape, and that meme is exactly accurate here because your boss has a position of power over you. Biden is essentially ordering corporations to exploit that power in order to coerce subordinates into submitting their bodies to medical rape. You know, women's groups should be up in arms over this. The ACLU should be up in arms, but instead they're on the side of vaccine mandates. So this is a great filtering out of evil versus good. And that's what's beautiful about this moment in history, Alex. The silver lining to all of this is that it's all coming out. We now have full transparency. We know who worship Satan, who are the demons, who are the medical rapists, who are the baby killers, who are the tyrants. There's no longer any question whatsoever. So we needed this moment, Alex, so that we could process this, we could mature as a civilization and then move forward under liberty, individual liberty, and rebuild society, refound America on these principles after the collapse.
I totally agree.
System.
We all feel that same spirit. I've got a lot more optimistic just in the last month. Everybody can feel it. They can see it. Naturalnews.com. Mike, thank you for spending Friday afternoon with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, I've had a lot of amazing shows in the last few months, but this is probably the best one. It's going to be re-airing all this weekend, and then you're going to have that new show that's going to be 4 hours long or more of just jam-packed information warfare truth. So join us. Spread the word. I love you, viewers and listeners. Love the crew. The War Room with Owen Stroyer is coming up right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.